jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. And yes, here we are once again. It is Jumping In with Chris and myself, H, and a bit of a special because it is that time of year. It is London Jazz Festival 2025, and we're off there.
Yes, welcome along to this week's show, and it's finally here. After all the waiting, it's London Jazz Festival, bringing stars in from around the globe, catering for all tastes and in more venues than you can shake a stick at, which can be a bit of a problem if, like us, you try to fit at least 3 gigs in a day without spending the whole day either on the tube or stuck in traffic. Festival kicked off last weekend, and we're hot-footing it there straight after the show. So, H, what's given you the festive festival feeling, other than the big smoke's dazzling illuminations? And yes, I know it's still November. And what's given you the subterranean blues, other than the queues for the escalators of the tube?
Oh, well, yes, it's all about the festival, isn't it? So someone I was looking forward to seeing, sadly he's not going to be there, but I'm going to play a bit of him in any case, someone who is going to be there, who I haven't seen before, in a venue we've not seen before, and someone I'd very much like to see, and we're just going to miss, if only we'd gone a little bit earlier, but we can't always do that, can we?
We can't. And for me, while we're living in the past, bracing ourselves, counting coins, and to get us in festival mood, here's another treat that has been a long time coming. The new big band release from teacher, composer, and fabulous flautist Gareth Loughrane. Here's the title track from his new big band release, Box of Tricks.
Thank you.
of Tricks, the title track there from the fabulous new release from the Gareth McRae Big Band. For many years, one of our favourite gigs would be Gareth and his band packing out the basement at the Spice of Life, with the band taking up nearly half the room. They have new move venues to Crazy Cox, but we haven't been there yet. I'm sure we'll see him at some point. He's not got his own band playing this time because he's just done the album launch, but he's going to be with the Royal Academy Big Band. Not only does he play fantastic flute, as we heard him solo there, but he also writes great tunes and certainly knows how to get feet tapping. Some 6 years since the release of the last Big Band title, Fist Fight at the Barn Dance, Box of Tricks is well worth the wait. And what a great brand. Tom Walsh, James Davison, Steve Fishwick and Henry Collins in the trumpet section, Mark Nightingale, Trevor Myers, Ollie Martin and Barry Clements on trombones, Sam Main, Mike Chillingworth, Graham Blevins, Nadeem Tilmouri and Tom Smith on woodwinds, the inimitable Ross Stanley on piano, Hammond and Rhodes, but not all at the same time, Mike Outram on guitar, he of the League of Gentlemen, Ryan Triblock on bass, Ian Thomas and Hugh Wilkinson on drums and percussion, respectively, Pat Levitt on harmonica, conducted by Nick Smart with Gareth on compositions, and every type of flute you can imagine.
Great stuff, and yeah, lovely guy, and they used to really ram it out in the Spice there. There was hardly room to breathe, but they were great gigs. More space at the Union Chapel, which is where we'll be on a Thursday evening, all things being equal, that is, to see the wonderful Laura Jurd and the equally wonderful Fergus McCready. And yes, a great venue. We've never checked that out before. I thought we'd like to hear a little bit from them. I chose a bit of Laura from her 2019 album, Stepping Back, Jumping In, if only because of the incredible lineup that you actually have on that. Laura Jurd with trumpet, Rachel Clarkson on trombone, Alex Paxson trombone, Martin Lee Thompson on euphonium. Then you also have Santur guitars with Rob Luft on guitars, the Ligeti String Quartet, Elliot Gelbin on piano. We also have synth electronics, Cannon Chaplin double bass, and two drummers. Overall, an amazing sound and a very quirky one, as befits a lot of Laura's music, always unique and distinctive to her. So looking forward very muchly to that. Let's hear the last track on that album from 2019 on Edition, recorded over at the Sage in Gateshead. It's called Stepping Back.
Thank you.
As I said, distinctive, quirky, different, and always enjoyable and always very inventive, Laura Jerd. And she'll be playing music from her new album. I can't remember the title. Do you know the title of her new album off the top of my head? I don't know it. I know it's just come out and I haven't actually heard it at all yet. I think you've heard some of it. I'm assuming she'll be playing music from that album at the Union Chapel on a Thursday evening, as you're listening, well, not quite as you're listening this, as you'll be listening to Morris this evening on Max Radio, but it will be from that album, I'm guessing, or it could be something else, who knows. Music we heard there from a few years back now, incredibly, 2019. I remember the first time we really spoke to it was back where you were talking about, in Gareth Lochrane's favourite venue, the Spice Life in Soho, when she had her band there, and we had a quick chat with her, but not unfortunately on tape, in that she was zooming around. I don't think she rests like a lot of these musicians.
That was with her big band.
That and, was with the big one, wasn't
and
it?
The new album is called Rights and Relevations. Revelations.
Oh, right. Is that and on edition on, again? Is it
it's on it? Yesterday. No, it's on a small label. And it's actually very interesting. I thought, I was quite surprised when I looked at my list of records for today that it wasn't there, because when I added it, I'm sure I put a track from that in, but I did. I added it to totally the wrong playlist. Wasn't there when I tried to do it. But yes, she'll be performing that. It's quite folky, although with electronics added. But next up for me now, a hot prospect on guitar, increasingly becoming a first call name in the London area, with four albums to his name and a new release out on the Spanish label Fresh Sounds, new talent, Tom Ollendorf. His main festival appearance was a couple of days ago, playing solo guitar, but here he is with a track from his new quartet release, Where in the World? The Reflective Past Lives.
Thank you.
Past Lives, taken from the latest release from guitarist and composer Tom Ollendorf, entitled Where in the World, and the track was Past Lives, as I said. It sees Tom with his regular band members, Britain's smiliest drummer, perhaps, James Madron,
and
Connor Chaplin at the bass, joined on this occasion by Aaron Parks on piano, who will be appearing at with his own quartet at the festival as well.
Looking forward to that one, replacing... which we'll mention in a minute, Bill Frisell, but I'll come to that.
He's not actually replacing it. He was already there, but Bill Frisell, unfortunately, was unable to play.
He's replacing us on our particular calendar, unfortunately.
Yes.
Yes, it is jumping in with Chris and myself, H. Looking forward to this year's London Jazz Festival 2026, which is actually underway as we speak. And by the time you're listening to this, we will be down there listening to... Aaron Parks, I think you're right. A man we've just missed, very sadly, and at a venue which they introduced last year and is back again this year, the Jazz Hub, which is actually quite fun, a sort of pop-up place over in the city. So it's close to sort of Moorgate and round by the Barbican area. Bit of a concrete jungle. Once you find it, it's not too bad. And yeah, the idea was they have a little social. You can go there and have a drink. There's sort of records there. There's usually a Blue Note pop-up stall. And then they have some gigs there, some paid, some the Hiromi is playing there. In a very intimate setting, which I'd love to see. We're not going to get to that for a paid gig. And we did see the Dirty Dozen Brass Band last year, free. And that was terrific. They were excellent value, it has to be said. Place was rammed and they really got it going.
A lot of prams.
It was, yeah.
It's called the Jazz Social, by the way, not the Jazz Hub. The Jazz Social.
Yeah, it's the hub of the venue, but they sort of... It's been a great success, I think, in many ways. Although you have to get there early. Paul Cornish is the man who was playing there just last night. Sadly, we just missed him and really enjoyed his latest one on the Blue Note label. You're Exaggerating. It's called Paul on piano, Joshua Crumley bass, Jonathan Pinson drums and Jeff Parker on guitar. And from that, we'll hear DB Song.
Thank you.
Paul Cornish with his quartet DB song, which came out on a Blue Note on the album You're Exaggerating earlier this year. And like I said, love to have seen him. Sadly, the one gig he was playing, not with that setup, but with another artist who I'm not actually that familiar with, Gabrielle Cavassa, singer, composer, and rising star, as she's described, and recently also signed to Blue Note Records. So a duo setting going on there at the Jazz Social, which was on Wednesday night. But do keep an eye open for him. I most certainly will be, and hopefully get to see him perhaps live in 2026, maybe at the North Sea Jazz Festival. We'll never know.
Fingers crossed. And another one we missed on Wednesday night, actually, is perhaps one of the best kept secrets in jazz of recent years, the wonderful Cow Trio, made up of Irishman Riley Stone Lonergan on sax. He made his name with Nigel, I think, and then he toured with Andrew Linham Jazz Orchestra for a while, but he's the youngest one on sax. Eddie Mayer on bass, who's also a journalist, but I don't think he's the former presenter of Radio 4's PM, but he did start his professional career with the 80s band Osric Tentacles. We can forgive him that, I think. And on the drums, the legend that is Spike Wells. Here's The Hold Up. We'll be right back.
Could have caught you out there.
Yeah, very fine indeed. Sorry to have missed that. The Cow Trio, spelt Q-O-W, the group taking their name from the track from the 1974 Dewey Redmond album Coincide. And the name is possibly an acronym for quality of work. If that's the case, I don't think we have any complaints there.
No, you're right there. It must have been very good indeed. Well, a man I was very much looking forward to seeing, who sadly was at the London Jazz Festival, now isn't. Just very recently, in the last week or so, it was announced that Bill Frisell had to pull out of the London Jazz Festival and indeed his other touring commitments until next year with a perforated eardrum. But just in order to remember his great music and indeed to wish him well, and hopefully he'll be back on the road again next year, I thought we'd play a bit from his great track Live at the Village Vanguard, a great album, I should say. One of two, Small Town, I think, and Epistrophe on ECM with his longtime stablemate Thomas Morgan on bass. Thoughtful, reflective jazz, great stuff. And this is Billy Strayhorn's Lush Life. Thank you. Frizzell, a man who sadly won't be at LJF, to a woman who most definitely is, Nubia Garcia. A definite rising star, if not big star already. I suppose she's beyond rising, just a star perhaps on the British jazz scene and further afield. And is playing at another new venue, loads of new venues at LJF 2025. I think she's playing at The Place, which is top end of Charing Cross Road, I think. And like a lot of sort of a younger generation coming through, getting back to where jazz started maybe, that there will be not many people sitting down at this gig, I think. Apart from us, obviously.
Sitting on the floor, getting quietly kicked in the head while people dance all around us. Yes, but... and nice to see, you're right, there are so many different venues. The Bloomsbury Club, another one I don't know, and the 100 Club, which we do know, has come back to life again, but we haven't been there yet. But that's just about it for this taster of the festival. If you leave now, you'll still be able to fit in a jazz-packed assortment of gigs over the weekend, not least from this man, saxophonist, composer and arranger Alex Hitchcock, who we first interviewed some years ago when he was starting out following a set at the 606 Club. Alex is one of the most prolific writers and recording artists around, spending his time split between New York and London with numerous groups on the go, all stylistically different, and he's been liberally sprinkled throughout the festival with four different groups, not least being the recently formed LVDF, which apparently, and I didn't know when I got the record, stands for La Via del Ferro, or the Iron Road.
Of course.
A new supergroup featuring Alex on sax along with Maria Chiara Argiro on piano and synth, Michelangelo Scandroglio on bass, and Maeli Manzenze on drums and percussion. From their self-titled EP, here's Silver. See you in a couple of weeks.
See you indeed. We'll see how we get on with the interviews, and if we get any, we'll bring them to you.
Bye for now.